This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our journey through the Apocalypse, the Book of Revelation, with Worthy is the Lamb, the Horseman, Martyrs Under the Altar, the Sixth Seal, and 144,000. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute, verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted.
The Apostle Paul wrote the better part of the New Testament. He wrote letters. We call them epistles. That just means letters. And he wrote them sometimes to congregations or to congregations in an entire region or to everyone. And he wrote some to individuals. He wrote letters to one of his traveling companions on one of his missionary journeys, who he left behind in Ephesus, Timothy. What did Paul have to say to this young pastor? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to teach a Sunday school lesson on Paul's letters to Timothy. Pastor Tom Baker joins us. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. And for 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome.
Thank you.
What was Timothy's relationship to the Apostle Paul?
Timothy was actually a native of Lystra, which is in modern Turkey. He was a son of a Gentile father and a Christian mother, but he traveled with Paul and later served as a pastor in Ephesus. So this is why Paul is writing to him. In fact, 2 Timothy is the 11th of 13 books by Paul that appear in the Bible. And Paul wrote this book as a second letter to his helper, Timothy. So they were considered like a father and a son from a spiritual point of view. And this was wonderful as Timothy learned more and more about the Christian faith from the Apostle Paul.
Paul opens one of his letters, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. What does that mean?
It is important to understand that every pastor is a pastor by the will of God. For example, I'm involved in churches right now that are attempting to call pastors, and when they do so, they may have a list of 10 pastors, and they choose one of them. And then they ask him to become a full-time pastor in their church, which means he has to leave the church he's in, if he's in one, and come to this church. And that is considered to be the will of God. So there are some definite ways in which district officials help congregations come to a decision as to what pastors can be called and should be called as they look at the interests of the congregation and the qualities of the pastor.
What do we learn about Timothy's upbringing in 2 Timothy?
Well, in 2 Timothy, we learn that both his mother, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois, were very important people. They were helping to teach Timothy of that great message of Christianity. And they encouraged Timothy to cling to Christ as Savior and to keep sharing Jesus with others. In fact, the letter 2 Timothy is kind of like Paul's last will and testament, which are the very wishes every Christian parent would most want to leave with his or her children. So those are the other important names that are mentioned in 2 Timothy, namely Eunice and Lois, Timothy's grandmother and his mother.
What does Paul mean when he writes to Timothy, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands"?
Yes. The way that a pastor becomes ordained and installed is through the laying hands of other pastors upon him. And that laying on of hands is really from the scripture. Remember, Jesus laid his hands on the little children. "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." And in fact, people did not even have to have Jesus' hands laid on them. One lady just had to touch his robe, which also happened under Paul, where they would touch his robe he was wearing and be healed. So there's a very distinct, shall we say, way in which God's will is transferred. This is very important for us to understand when it comes to the Lord's Supper, because in the Lord's Supper, the Lord is giving us his true body and blood. And as we receive that body and blood, we are therefore being blessed by God and receiving the wonderful gifts that he has for us.
What kind of suffering was Paul enduring when he wrote to Timothy?
He talks about all kinds of suffering. He refers to them as godliness in the last days. People were really attacking him because they were lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And Paul would point out that they appeared to have the appearance of godliness, but they denied its power. And Timothy is also encouraged to avoid such people. We know that Paul was greatly suffering because he wrote this letter from Rome, where he was in prison. And it was one of his last letters as he was about to be put to death. But his attitude toward that was something that was very important for Timothy to understand and others to learn.
What does Paul think about his suffering?
He says that my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and suffering, all that happened to me at Antioch and at Iconium and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord, he rescued me. Indeed, all who desire a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. It was kind of interesting from last week's, one of its lessons. It said that the persecutions of Jesus and his crucifixion were all decided ahead of time by God. He did not die only because the people were angry at him. He died because it was according to God's purpose. And that's a great message to have to the congregation, to remind them that whatever situation they are in, God is aware of it, and he has promises to those who are with him, such as Romans, that all things will work out together for good to those who love him and have faith in him. And that's very, very important for Timothy to understand so he can share that with others.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on Paul's letters to Timothy. How does Paul describe our salvation when he writes to Timothy? The hero's journey is a prominent theme in mythological tales and fantasy novels. But what if one of those heroes were real? Jesus Christ is a real hero born to save humanity from their villains, sin, death, and the devil. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is Lord of Legends, Jesus' Redemption Quest. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number 1-800-325-3040 or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Lord of Legends, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Making disciples for life. Across the nation, students are back in school in over 1,800 schools serving children in early childhood through high school. Students are thriving in programs of excellence in a safe, caring, Christian environment taught by dedicated teachers. To find a school in your community, visit lcms.org/schools. Connect today for information about a Lutheran school for the children in your family at lcms.org/schools.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? Please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on Paul's letters to Timothy with Pastor Tom Baker. Coming off of Trinity Sunday and our confession of the Athanasian Creed, and especially its exposition of the two natures in Christ, I was interested to read in our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June these words: Christ himself is at the same time both human and divine. This union of human and divine is one person, conveys different attributes respectively. Each nature's attributes are equally important for Christ's mission of atoning sacrifice. God by himself could not die. Humanity alone could not prevail over death. Either single nature alone would be void of meaning. However, the sole person of Jesus Christ receives a double essence of the two natures and thereby possesses the exclusive ability to conquer death eternally. That's from Lord of Legends, Jesus' Redemption Quest. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tom, how does Paul describe our salvation when he writes to Timothy?
He describes our salvation as similar to what God did in writing the scriptures. God breathed into us. And what was that breath? Reminding us of creation, which he talks about in verses 15 and 16, that through faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit breathes into you and grants you a faith which believes the improbable, which believes the impossible, because that faith is a really merciful and gracious thing that the Holy Spirit does in order to bring a person into a right relationship with Jesus Christ. And therefore, when we talk about salvation, it is all due to the benefits of the cross, the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ, and those benefits are granted to us by the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, who brings to us all the things that God had prepared through the workings of Jesus Christ. So, we are not saved by works we do. We're saved instead by works Jesus has done and brought us into his holy kingdom. It is a really big difference.
Paul tells Timothy to hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. What is he talking about there?
Yeah, this is a very, very important point to be made. I was reading some literature I've had around the house, and I was reading Herman Sasse, and he was in a kind of debate, and the individual who was speaking was asked whether or not he had the gospel in his sermons. And he says, I always explain the gospel. And Herman Sasse got up and angrily disagreed with him. He said, proper preaching is not explaining the gospel, it's proclaiming the gospel. Now, what's the difference? The difference is what Paul is talking about in this section. He is proclaiming what is happening in our lives. And even when we're persecuted and evil people try and hurt us, we need not be afraid because God promises to take care of us. And therefore, it's very, very important that in a sermon, we don't spend a lot of time in explaining the gospel, trying to tell people, well, why do we believe that there are, say, three persons in one Trinity? We can use, oh, various examples and such, but finally you just proclaim it, that there are three persons, each person had a function, all of them dealt with creation, all of them dealt with the resurrection, but only Jesus dealt with the crucifixion. And therefore, your sins are forgiven. And we don't explain so much the gospel as we proclaim the gospel. In fact, if you take a look at Jesus' sermons, he's always proclaiming the gospel. And he's not explaining it, which leaves a lot of questions in people's minds. Like in his Sermon on the Mount, he indicates that all those who are saved are those who have faith in him and follow his will. That is hard to understand. But the more you hear it, and the more you receive the Lord's Supper, the more you begin to understand what the proclamation of the gospel is, not just the explanation of the gospel. So in answer to your question, the pattern of sound words which we are to hear are the words of Scripture proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Timothy is to follow the same preaching he heard from Paul, rather than focus on being a creative or exciting preacher. This pattern eventually became, in written form, the New Testament and the Apostles' Creed. So that's what Timothy is encouraged to do by the experience and teaching of the Apostle Paul.
What does Paul say about Scripture?
What he says about Scripture, interestingly, is that it came about in the same way that we came about. If you take a look at creation, words were formed by God's breath, and breath means life. Remember, God spoke breath into man, and he became a living being. He was also actively involved in the writing and compiling of Scripture. God used each writer to communicate what he wanted his people to know, both about the law and the gospel. Therefore, that is why we say, since they were breathed by God, the Holy Scriptures are truly the Word of God.
Finally, what's the law and gospel of this lesson?
The law is, a lot of times we get ashamed of God and His Word because of the persecution that comes to us, because of the evil things that occur to us, either in illness, broken relationships, and the like. And we often blame God for not watching over us. But the gospel proclaims that God forgives us of those sins, and he therefore helps me to share his word with others. And we have seen that happen with many on Issues, etc., and other programs come to a knowledge of the truth and join the Lutheran Church because they see in the teachings and doctrines of the Lutheran Church exactly the sound pattern of teaching which Paul encourages Timothy to do and also us to do in our vocations.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of the radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thanks.
And thank you.
Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series, The St. Peter Option, talking with Pastor Peter Bender about the blessedness of Christian suffering and its media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly. And on Thursday, we'll discuss why abortion harms everything and solves nothing with Ryan Anderson. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Are you looking for a quality Christian high school education in the Lutheran tradition? Then Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois is your answer. We are continuing to accept applications and registrations for incoming ninth grade students and transfers for the 22-23 school year. For more information, please check out our website at melhs.org or call the school office and ask for me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.